This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The pitch mix was similar to that first start of the year where you were very heavy slider changeup and not so much fastball. Was that game plan going in, or are you reading swings, feeling things out early in the game?
Probably a little bit of both. It's a really good lineup. So, you saw Carroll take that swing on the second fastball of the game. So, yeah, I think once we got that, it was clear we'd probably go slider changeup.
That being said, you had three strikeouts looking all on the fastball. How much of that was just, you know, putting the pitch exactly where you wanted to it versus setting guys up with the other stuff?
Yeah, locations on those were pretty good, but yeah, I think it just comes down to the pitching, like I've said, just kind of got them looking for something soft and was able to finish them off with fastballs.
In the fifth inning, Alvarez had what felt like a very long mound visit before a batter. What were you guys talking about there?
Yeah, I think it was before Carroll. So, he's a really good hitter. We're seeing the ball well tonight. So, yeah, I think it's more just kind of talking how I wanted to attack him right there.
It just seemed like a longer back and forth between you guys than a normal mid-inning pitcher-catcher mound meeting. Got to talk about this guy.
I don't know if it felt any longer. But, yeah, like I said, we were just kind of going over how I want to attack him.
Could you have asked for much better of a start to your Mets career?
It's been awesome. It's been a lot of fun. Still kind of left a sour taste in my mouth to walk that guy there in the sixth and get pulled. But I'm gonna keep working to get deeper in the games and keep going one pitch at a time.
Were you hoping to stay in?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, we all want to stay in, but yeah, can't go out there and walk the first guy. But happy Brazo came in and got the job done there.
What do you think you need to do to be able to get a little bit deeper? I think that's three starts in a row now. That's been five innings and five relatively efficient innings these last three starts, but still only lasted five.
Yeah, I think today was pretty good. I don't know how many pitches I finished at, but I think today I could have gone six for sure. Like I said, just probably lost a little focus there.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.